Now hear the holy gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." And he answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." And then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to Lord Christ. Please be seated. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. You know, I wonder, what should we do with people like that? You know, those people, the people who are not like us, the people who just don't really deserve healing or redemption or forgiveness. What should we do with people like that? You know who I'm talking about. Every church has those people that are like that. What should we do with those people like that? But first, let's catch up with Jesus and the 12. After walking on the water and meeting the 12 mid-lake, Jesus and the 12 arrive at Gennesaret, and a great crowd comes up, and he heals them all. They come knowing that they will be healed even if they touch the fringe of his garment. And then the Pharisees and the scribes come from Jerusalem, and Jesus calls out their false piety and calls them to a true piety that comes from a heart that is truly turned toward God. And now they travel to Tyre and Sidon, a Gentile region, the region about which Jesus has already said they would have responded in sackcloth and ashes to the mighty deeds that he had performed in the Galilean ministry. And one of those people, a Gentile woman with a demon-possessed daughter, comes and cries out, "Lord, have mercy upon me." And Jesus ignores her. And she continues to cry out, and the 12 come and they say, "Lord, just send her away. She's bugging us. She's one of those people. She's bugging us. Send her away." And we see this dramatic counterpoint, the chorus and the antiphon. She cries out, "Eleison." They cry out, "Apolloson. Eleison. Apolloson. Have mercy. Send her away. Have mercy. Send her away." Jesus offers her exclusion, and she responds in humility and in faith. So is Jesus mistaken about his mission? He says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And yet the Messiah is a bigger Messiah than that. Is Jesus here mistaken about his ministry? Does she come and correct him? Does she teach Jesus something he didn't already know? I don't think so. I think Jesus is playing his own straight man in this comedic drama that plays out in front of us. He plays the fool so that she can play the hero. He comes and he plays the Pharisee, the one with an exclusionary piety, one that says, "You got to be like us to be in." He plays the part of those who Matthew is writing to, those Jews who have become Christians who say, "This is what it's like. We are more privileged than you." Jesus plays that part. And she comes. And through her, Jesus calls us to a much larger Messiah than the house of Judah imagined. Jesus calls us to a welcoming faith. This woman of Canaan stands as a stark contrast to the Pharisees in their external piety, who washes their hands, who does this on the Sabbath and doesn't do this. She comes with a heart that is turned toward the Lord, begging for mercy and healing. She comes in humility, and she welcomes even the crumbs that fall from the table. You know, as a 21st century church with more Gentile than Jewish heritage, we have more in common with this woman than with the 12 or the Pharisees. What might we find as crumbs from the table? Let us look to our reading from Isaiah. Isaiah offers crumbs to the foreigner and to the eunuch, to the excluded ones in the temple. He offers them the crumbs of righteousness and justice and healing, the crumbs of Sabbath, of true worship, of acceptance and belonging. Wonder how often do we reject these crumbs? How often do we see Sabbath rest as a burden rather than a gift, an obligation rather than a gift of rest and provision? How often do we neglect the Sabbath, thinking, I have to work to provide for myself, and thus reject the provision of God for us? Let us also look to our liturgy, to these crumbs, these gifts of faith from the Canaanite woman that we rehearse each week. As we begin our service, we rehearse the giving of the law, the summary of the law by Jesus, and we cry out, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Those same words of this Canaanite woman coming for healing. And then in our prayer of humble access, before we come to this table, we rehearse, apart from your grace, Lord, I am not worthy to gather up the crumbs from your table. This Canaanite woman, unnamed in the scriptures, is honored and rehearsed each week in our liturgy as we gather these crumbs. And let us hear our kingdom call to inclusion. The one who calls the outcasts, the misfits, welcomes us as family, as branches grafted into the tree of life. And let us also find the building blocks of the Great Commission in this unnamed Canaanite woman, a Canaanite woman like Tamar or Rahab or Ruth, three of the four women named in the genealogy of Jesus by Matthew. This woman understands what the scribes and the Pharisees are missing. The Son of David, the promised Messiah, rules over all people. His kingdom includes all of heaven and earth. Jesus himself says, all authority on heaven and on earth is given to me. And then Jesus commands us, therefore, in all of your going about, make disciples. Because all people, all the peoples and all the nations are invited into the kingdom of God, to life in the Trinity, to be grafted into the tree. And so, I invite you to come to this table, to come with the humility that cries out, Lord, have mercy, the humility that cries out, apart from your grace, I am not worthy, to come with confidence, confidence in the God who always delights in showing mercy, to come and be welcomed, to come and be healed, to come and belong, to be accepted and to be loved, to come and rejoice and be glad. And then I invite you to go into the world and in all you're going about, even around those kind of people, proclaim the radical good news of belonging. proclaim that there is no longer a division between us and them, but simply a message of us, a message of humanity beloved by God. This radical message of the God that embraces us, the God that heals us, this love that accepts us and provides for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.